Hello, and we are back to episode 2 of Jason Loves Friday the 13th. Mm-hmm. So if you listened to last episode, that's good. I won't recap everything, but welcome back. It's myself again, Audrey. No, Audrey.
Yeah.
I'm actually Audrey the whole time. So in this episode, we are going to talk about our favorite masks in Friday the 13th. There's a lot of different masks, if you notice, in the movies, in the whole franchise. I think I didn't talk about this in the last episode. Real quick, we're only doing the first 10 only because 11 is Jason versus Freddy and 12 is considered 12, the new Friday 13 that came out in 2009. We're not doing those. Those are not an actual story, but we'll talk about Freddy versus Jason later if we do a Nightmare on Elm Street recap. So that's a little thing to keep that in mind. So we're going to be talking about our favorite mask in Friday 13th. So we can do like a quick recap of all the masks and thing. I mean, there's not a lot in the movie, basically. Or
yes,
there's a lot, but they're not all too different. So like the first movie doesn't have a mask. Jason just is a little boy.
They first show his deformities.
And I always thought in the first movie his bad eye is on the left side and his good eye is on the right. It's always like that. But in part two, they change it to the right as his bad eye or good eye. And the left is a bad eye or right is a bad eye. So you see that throughout the whole movie after that. That's how I always got kind of confused.
Well, you know, okay. They probably didn't think they were going to make another one after that. So yes, it didn't matter what they did.
The canon. That's the only thing I don't like about the movie.
Okay, second movie,
he has a bag.
with a little eye hole.
Third movie, 3D. I forgot to mention last episode. It's called Friday 13 Part 3, the 3D version. So the whole movie's shot in 3D. Just a regular mask.
Acquires hockey mask.
Yeah. But this is the one where he gets the axe. So this is a famous axe where he got axe on the head by the final girl.
At the end of the film.
Yeah, the end of the film. And it goes throughout. That's how she kills Jason. So throughout the whole series, most of it, he has this part of the mask that's chopped off and the left side of the mask, and that's kind of cool. Like they kept that canon throughout things.
It's not chopped off. There's axe.
Yeah, axe mark hole in it.
And on the V over the eyebrow, that the one on the right side is gone.
Yes. And then after that, then part four has it, but then it goes to part five, and we know part five he's not the real Jason, but the real Jason does come out and he's in there. But the part five is the blue one with the blue marks, and then
the like whisker with the whisker.
It's a cat mask or something. I don't know anything about hockey, so I don't know if masks are like that. Like in the
it probably has the reason.
The thing. Part six, though, the thing's back again.
Jason lives,
but it's kind of different a little bit. The mask has not the red marks all around; it's only in the top. Still has an axe mark on it. The new blood. He gets so because he's buried.
It deteriorates
a little bit, and then he just has that in the thing. I don't know. I guess the new blood is the one where he is come back to life. Tommy Jarvis is the one that brought him back to life. So we're skipping a lot because a lot of the masks are just exactly the same. So this is part eight, Jason Takes Manhattan, and it goes back to the classic mask.
It's more back. Yeah. All of it's there except the tiny bit of the axe mark.
Yeah.
And it has whiskers and a
Final Friday, the axe mark is still there. But this time they kept the little
they went back
monster.
To the interior
mask. The interior mask. So that's kind of cool. Yeah. For the Final Friday, goes to hell. Then Jason X. Jason X has two different masks. They kept the axe again, but this time the red marks are gone mostly. And then
just the eyebrow.
Then the eyebrow one. And then he has a robot mask. So this one, they changed the mask completely different.
Nanobots.
And then nanobots. And yeah, that's we still have 9 minutes. Let's just talk about which for your favorite one. Let's start with you, Audrey. What's your favorite one?
Can we go back up?
Okay, so we're looking at this on...
I like the idea of the bag and the scariness and the boogeyman. I think that's more horrifying because that sticks to his deformity and his grotesqueness. That's what's scaring you. Mm-hmm. All the other ones, you can't really... Some of them do. You can kind of tell like where the back of his head kind of looks roly, you know, looks big, but it still fits in the human side of the mask.
Yeah.
The one with the bag, that one is more, you have no idea what it is. It's just your imagination runs wild.
And also, like, in this one, the part two, where he's actually not the mother anymore, Jason wears overalls, and he doesn't do that at all. He gets a
jumpsuit. I forget which part he gets his coveralls.
Coveralls, basically. And then I think it's one part where it was in the gas station. Mm-hmm. He killed like a couple in gas station. He saw this outfit hanging.
I think he killed like a car mechanic.
Yes, and then he saw the outfits hanging there, so he took it. He's like, ooh. This is like almost the similar to Halloween, the Rob Zombie mm-hmm. remake. They did the exact same thing where mm-hmm. he saw overalls and took it. So is that your favorite one, the bag one?
Yes.
So my favorite is actually the one with the axe, mm-hmm. only because it stayed canon throughout the whole thing. That's one thing.
It starts a continuity.
It's a thing where throughout the movie, you're like, oh, they know they're Friday 13th if they keep that in there. Mm-hmm. And then one movie they didn't do it, the one we don't talk about, is Freddy versus Jason. They don't keep it. And I felt weird about it. Like, they should have kept it to keep it in canon, the thing. I just love, like, it's one of the things that a Final Girl did and then kept it in there mm-hmm. to show you, like, oh, this is the thing, the mark.
That the villain also keeps his scars, not mm-hmm. Not only the victims.
Yep. But most of the movies in here, the Final Girl doesn't have a story, except, like, part one. And some, I think, there's one character probably comes back.
The Final Girl?
Yeah, only part one does, and she dies right away. Mm-hmm. I don't think any other one really comes back.
I don't think
one so. Remembers, like, their... something happened on Camp Crystal Lake.
Oh, like, like she's like
the daughter or the sister of someone. I forgot.
No, it's five. I think it's that one where they have the lake house. Mm-hmm. She's
the girlfriend. The girlfriend remember. Oh no, he remembers seeing Jason running in the woods, and then she got scared. But
apparently he put her back in the house or something.
So for some reason, Jason doesn't do anything.
And her parents don't talk about it.
Yeah, they don't talk about it because they think she's made that whole thing.
I think
thing
it's
up.
Like an allegory for like rape or something.
Probably, but like, that's weird. Talks about that's it. A weird thing like to do. The franchise is super weird. And then one thing I like I like when they do deteriorate the mask and mm-hmm. show it like in canon of everything. And then, you know, in Jason X, they show the cyber mass thing where it's all
what's
together.
The span of years that goes the movies
it's only within like probably like so Jason ruled the 80s so it goes from 80 to 89 2002 almost 20 years but they take a huge gap in between 89 to 93 and then 93 to 2002 so that's from Jason takes Manhattan 89 and take a four-year break. 1993 is Jason goes to hell. And they take a longer break. Almost 10 years, mm-hmm. Jason X. But they still kept the canon from 89 to 93 when Jason goes to hell. Because the mask is still there as the what you call it? The little mark on it. Mm-hmm. I think that was kind of cool. Yeah, the axe mark is the one of my favorite. We still have 5 minutes.
Cool.
So... I don't even know what to talk about in this 5 minutes. I mean, we can talk about the thing that people copy now with masks. When did Halloween come out? I think Halloween came out in the 70s, right?
I would say before this.
Before this? Yeah, yes. Because that one's way before the whole mask thing. Because now... Or I should say Halloween movie, probably. That's what I should...
You just looked up October 31st.
franchise.
78, or no, 78?
Yeah, I think so, 78. Yeah, 78. Yeah. So it's like a couple of years before Friday 13th.
I think the mask serves a good purpose for horror in general and being scared. Mm-hmm. It you don't see your attacker or the villain, so everything under there... is your own conjuring of what's attacking you type mm-hmm. of thing. And then when his mask, I think only in a few his masks are removed, right?
Yeah so
a reveal
every time up to a certain point when he became supernatural, it becomes more horrific, like a monster. But before that, it was the whole like they don't actually say how he got that face too, because there's a couple of times in Friday 13th where they show him as a young boy just with no they still have it.
I mean, it's alluded that he has like some sort of like retardation or mm-hmm. mental defect, and then also a physical defect. Something like only like a face only a mother could have, you know. And she became obsessed with him.
So the one who gave him the mask is a character named Shelley. So this is Jason Part 3D. So we just want to remember him as
R.I.P.
R.I.P. He dies in the movie. Shelly is the one that we talked about in the last episode. He's a, like a prankster. So he's the one. They don't say why he got it. Like, I don't even know.
Because he had that, and then he had the crossbow, like that was the scary part, or an arrow or something.
I don't know. It was just really weird. And then he's this kid with an afro.
He's basically
Finkelstein, Finkelstein
from oh god, what's the movie? Oh,
scary movie?
No. It's not even a scary movie.
Oh okay. Goonies?
No, shush.
I don't know. I don't.
Where they're kids, and then they go buy beer, and then with Seth Rogen and stuff in there, and Bill Hader, super bad.
So he's Jonah Hill.
He's basically like that type of character.
Yeah. But yeah, thank you for him. This whole episode is dedicated to Shelley Finkelstein for giving the iconic mask to Jason. And I wonder how that is in the movie, like or the writers, like how did Jason get his iconic? Like what made them do that? Like the writers,
choosing,
they had two movies, one's a mother and one's a baghead person, and this one is
I think hockey's a very physical, intimidating sport.
Yeah, you hit people with a stick.
And you're only put it in front, like a football helmet's big and stuff too, but you have to put it all over the head, and you can't really fit a deformed head inside that.
But why didn't they do what like Halloween did, and then just got a mask from Halloween? And
we haven't watched that series. I don't know why he has that mask required. So let us not talk about other series that we don't know about.
Or I can wear a hat with a striped sunglasses, shirt. Yeah. Wait, what?
A hat with sunglasses.
I was thinking about Freddy. No. He has no mask. He has a bird up face.
His face is his mask.
Yeah.
Always giving up masks.
Mm-hmm. I mean, so the most information we got this from is Bloody Disgusting. They did like all the Jason mask thing from all the series. And yeah, that's where
we're getting. We probably should have looked at like the history of a hockey mask. We could have also included that inside.
Yeah, inside. Well, you could just do the
history of hockey mask.
We used to have a history of Jason's hockey mask.
No, of hockey masks in general. What does that represent?
Hockey mask. Let's see if this goes. Jack Blant was the first goaltender to create the use of a particular mask in 1959. Plant mask was a piece of fiberglass that was contoured to his face. This mask later evolved into a helmet cage combination in a single piece, full fiberglass mask.
There's a goaltender's mask. That's what it is.
History of the goalie mask. History of the goalie mask.
Whoops, who was that?
I don't know. Who was that? Is that Jason texting? He's like, you need my information, the babe. Right? What?
Why are you talking about masks in my mask?
Wait, what if someone DM you? Mm-hmm. They show their, to my DM. Their little.
It's just his mask.
Yeah. It's just his mask on it. Mm-hmm. That'd be kind of weird and creepy if someone sent you that. But yeah.
What?
I don't know.
A mask?
Yeah. Oh, there it is. It's not like I knew that it would come out. But yeah, thank you everyone for listening. I'm John Abaya. Thank you, Audrey.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.